I made a personal vow this holiday season to avoid every Christmas stage cliche I could. I've had it with holiday extravagandas, but being a critic has required annual attendance at some shows, so even though A Christmas Carol was on this year's list of avoidance, I realized I'd never seen the Hale Center Theater's production that was celebrating its 12th anniversary this season. When I walked into the Hale Center, I was ready to see every tired gimmick associated with this perennial favorite, but what awaited me is one of the best productions of the classic I've ever viewed. The small theater in the square is beautifully decorated to serve the story's many 1843 English locales, and the characters are decked out in lovely 19th century finery. The many scenic changes are meticulously choreographed, allowing the story to unfold dramatically. Pleasant holiday songs add to the production's snappy spark as the show weaves the tale of evil and cheap Ebenezer Scrooge, who bah humbugs his way through life, making others uncomfortable and himself miserable, until he encounters his overworked and underpaid clerk, Bob Cratchit, and his modest but happy home life, even though his son, Tiny Tim, is physically challenged. Scrooge learns a valuable lesson that it is better to give than to receive when he observes Cratchit's family life. The excursion causes a major transformation in Scrooge, and he uses his resources to help Tiny Tim and the family cope with their many limitations. Because the Hale Center runs the popular show almost nightly during December, they use two rotating casts. I saw The Red Company that stars television weatherman Corey McCloskey as Scrooge. McCloskey was appropriately miserly initially, evolving believably into the more understanding and tolerant Scrooge. Beyond McCloskey, the rest of the large cast, including several convincing children, wonderfully essays the many familiar roles. There were even three subs from the other cast that blended in beautifully. The production is under the direction of David Ditlin, who keeps the pacing bright, so even though the initially somber story has several downer scenes, the production plays like a merry tribute to the season. So, like what often happens in A Christmas Carol productions, this critic left the Hale Center in the Christmas spirit. Hale Center's lovely to look at and finely acted A Christmas Carol earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through December 24th. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio, and I wish you the happiest holidays.